maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Alamin kung bakit ang mga nagsisiyasat ay umaasang makabuo ng maliliit na molecules na umaaksyon sa love hormone system na maaring makapagbigay ng solusyon sa addiction. Ang Hugs Not Drugs Revolutionizing the Treatment of Addiction ay gaganapin sa Universidad ng Sydney. Bisitahin ang kanilang website para sa karagdagang impormasyon. We are joined today by Dr. Michael Bowen, Senior Lecturer from the School of Psychology, Sydney University, to talk to us about the Hugs Not Drugs Forum to be held at Eastern Avenue Auditorium, University of Sydney. Thank you very much, Mr. Bowen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first, oxytocin could be the treatment for substance abuse disorder. These are scientific terms, but for an ordinary person, they don't really know what oxytocin is. Can you explain this to our listeners?
Absolutely. So oxytocin is a chemical that's produced in the brains of all mammals, including humans. So all of the listeners out there today, you have various parts of your brain that are producing oxytocin. Now, oxytocin is a special kind of chemical called a neuropeptide, and it's sometimes referred to as what we call the love hormone. Now, the reason it's called the love hormone is it's been shown that this oxytocin system in our brains plays a hugely important role in a range of different social behaviors. So the formation of a bond between an infant and its parents, the formation of bonds between adults, even the formation of bonds between man and his best friend, the dog, has been shown to involve oxytocin.
Interesting. So why is oxytocin being tagged as the molecule of the moment?
So for all of these reasons, including its role in social behavior, there's a lot of interest in oxytocin's therapeutic potential, particularly in psychiatric or mental health disorders. Because if you look at a whole range of mental health disorders, from depression to anxiety disorders, schizophrenia, addiction, one of the common things we see is this withdrawal from the social world, this social isolation, these social impairments that seem to be a really common feature. So people are getting, in this space, researchers are getting very excited about the possibility of activating or heightening the activation of the brain's oxytocin system to perhaps treat a whole range of different psychiatric disorders.
I would like to know, would this treatment be only effective for like specific kinds of addiction?
Yeah, so one of the really exciting things we're seeing with oxytocin is that activating the brain's oxytocin system seems to work for just about every drug of abuse that we've tried it with.
Oh, really interesting. Yeah.
So it's working for alcohol use disorders, at least in the animal models, alcohol use disorders, for cocaine consumption, methamphetamine consumption, opiate drugs like heroin. So it really seems to be having broad applicability. And what we've been able to show is that the reason for this seems to be that it's reversing some of the core changes in the brain that occur in the development of addiction, be it to any substance.
Okay, so where do these findings came from, Dr. Michael? Is it like only in Australia or United States?
So there are quite a lot of groups working on this now around the world. We've done in particular a lot of work with oxytocin in alcohol use disorders and looking at methamphetamine. There are other groups around the world working very a lot with cocaine use disorders. In particular, a major focus of our work now is actually developing new molecules that activate the brain's oxytocin system, but that overcome some of the issues that arise with administering oxytocin itself. So oxytocin, being a peptide, it can't be taken in pill form because it just gets broken down in the gut. So to overcome that issue in humans, we administer it in a nasal spray. But the problem with that is it's really hard to control dose, and not a lot of the oxytocin that's administered actually gets into the brain where it needs to act to have these therapeutic effects. So what we're doing is we're developing what we call oxytocin circuit stimulators. And these can be taken in pill form. They get into the brain really easily and in high concentrations, and they cause massive activation of the brain's oxytocin system. So we're showing with these new small molecules that we're developing that they're having even more powerful effects than oxytocin itself in addiction models. So we're really hopeful that these molecules will allow us to unlock the full potential of targeting the brain's oxytocin system to treat addiction.
Okay, Dr. Michael, because you were saying a while ago about oxytocin sprays, I'm interested to know if you're an ordinary person who, let's say, has a family member who has a substance abuse disorder, they would think that this would help solve the problem of addiction. Is it right to think that way?
Look, the clinical trials are still underway, so we can't say anything with certainty at the moment. I think that the initial trials are showing that there certainly are some very promising results with the intranasal oxytocin. These need to be replicated now in larger trials, but my gut instinct, if you will, is that there will be a place for intranasal oxytocin one day in the treatment of at least some substance use disorders. But ultimately, I think it's the development of these new small molecule oxytocin circuit stimulators that are going to give a really breakthrough treatment that targets the brain's oxytocin system.
That's a great news. So Hugs Not Drugs Revolutionizing the Treatment of Addiction Forum will be held at University of Sydney. What would the attendees get from this event?
Well, I hope that people that come along to this event will learn a little bit about addiction and the changes that occur in the brain in the development of addiction. Then you'll learn about how targeting the brain's oxytocin system might be able to unlock the power of the social brain for treating addiction. I'll tell you about some really cool studies that have been conducted showing that oxytocin administration in animal models of addiction can reduce consumption, can reduce some of the harmful intoxicating effects of drugs of abuse, and can also help to prevent relapse in these models. I'll then tell you about these exciting new novel oxytocin circuit stimulators that we're developing, which we really hope will provide the much-needed breakthrough that so many people are desperately waiting for who are suffering from addictions.
Thank you very much, Dr. Michael Bowen, for that very passionate talk. He's the senior lecturer from the School of Psychology, Sydney University.
My pleasure.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.